What is your dream job? I've honestly spent a little too much time wondering what that really means. Today, I'm going to indulge in a bit of my own curiosity. I'm going to try and analyze what makes a dream job, try to answer why more of us aren't working in our dream jobs, and finally attempt to figure out how we can create businesses where more people feel like they're working in their dream jobs. So let's start with this: dream plus job. A job, by definition, is the exchange of labor for money. Therefore, a dream job is just the best possible version of trading your labor for money, right? Yet, whenever I've talked with people about their dream jobs, I've noticed that the answers rarely have anything to do with money. They might say professional basketball player, like I did when I was 13. They might say actor. They might say world leader. While most dream jobs people pick typically pay very well, in most cases, the reasons people pick a particular job as a dream job has more to do with the work itself, or the impact and outcome of the work, than it does the salary. And to test this, ask if they'd switch to another job for the same salary, and most would likely say no. See, salary is a factor, but I would argue that it's actually a relatively small factor once people's needs are met. So what's the anatomy of a dream job? Here's my hypothesis. If a dream job does exist, then everyone's dream job will probably follow roughly the same formula. Do something you enjoy and/or that matters to you, with people who you don't hate and who ideally share the same values and respect one another, on a flexible schedule that works for your lifestyle, where you're compensated enough to cover for all of life's necessities, such as food, water, clothing, shelter, and healthcare, plus the time off and funds to indulge in leisure activities that you enjoy. So unless your definition of a dream job is to be a billionaire or to literally get paid exorbitant sums of money for doing absolutely nothing, then I'm willing to bet that this formula hits on all of the important points. But then we run into the problem of never enough, because I can hear it now. My dream job would be all of that, but with more money. And this is one of the reasons why there aren't more dream jobs. It's because we're living in a world where there is almost never enough money to feel truly comfortable, and there is virtually no safety net to fall back on. See, without living wages or an adequate social safety net, dream jobs are more likely to be dreams than jobs. So we frantically chase every dollar, hoping to quell the terrifying fear that a dip in the market, or an untimely illness or injury, or an extended layoff will leave us hungry or homeless. Therefore, for the dream job formula above to work, it would need to be backed by a social safety net that would allow you to move jobs without fear of losing your housing, healthcare, or going hungry. And under the current conditions, the only dream job is the one that eliminates any fear of not having enough or getting left behind as the consequence of a free market. These jobs are few and far between. Which brings us to the reality of math. You see, in a world with miners, janitors, or people who work in any form of customer service, it is mathematically impossible for everyone to work their dream job, whether that is the purpose, people, pay, and freedom version or the get money for doing nothing version. Which brings us to the point of today's post. A critical examination of dream jobs reveals that we can put it within reach and fix our broken culture of work along the way. And here's how. We have to dream of better jobs. You see, we don't dream of doing work. We dream about the lifestyle that a particular occupation affords above and beyond the necessities. We dream of the ways that we'd most enjoy spending our time, whether that's at work or outside of work. We dream about how people will relate to us in a particular position. Will they respect us? Will they admire us? We dream about the impact and meaning of our actions and how it will cement our legacy. So if we want to build a better culture of work, it starts with our own companies, but it does extend into the way we structure our society. So we need to build our companies with purpose and meaning, designed to solve important problems. We need to build inclusive, kind, and safe workplaces that encourage collaboration over competition. Wherever possible, we need to give people the maximum amount of flexibility to do their work on their schedules, in the office or remotely. We need to compensate people enough to live a good life. It has to be a living wage, and even better, it should be a thriving wage. We need to build a strong enough social safety net to let people have the choice to find new work where they can let their talents shine brightest. All of this seems obvious, and yet it's all remarkably elusive in today's culture of work. But I believe we can fix this. We just have to dream of better jobs. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing, and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.